Good morning. It's the 11th of February, 2019, and today we have the Four of Wands, the Five of Coins, and the Ace of Coins. Unhappy home. This all ends very well, by the way, or at least it should. You're certainly being handed the old golden opportunity, and it's a big one. Generally speaking, the major arcana, none of whom got up this morning, are a whole lot louder than the minors, but today we have some major, major minors. In the past position, we have the beautiful Four of Wands, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, the card of love, property, stability, home, and family. The four staves form the mysterious and holy 1111, and the chuppa of a Jewish wedding, that is, the canopy held over the bride and groom, chuppa. I have no idea how to pronounce that. But a house is not a home, as it is said, and this is that. You may love your house, but wish it were somewhere else. You were happy there, but for some reason you aren't today. Or you're very much missing someone you were married to, or your family, or your childhood home even. No love up in your house. This card is so interesting in the Morgan Greer deck. Unlike the old-timey images, the stage is set, but empty. No dancers, revelers, no sign of a human at all. In the future position, as we saw recently, the picture invited us to step into it, but in the past, it seems like everyone stepped out of it, which leaves us all kinds of broken, spiritually, morally, and possibly financially. We have the house, but not the home. It's a damn nice house, too, or was, except for the chuppah, and the festive flowers. This is a strangely barren card, a monotonous yellow desert with a dry-looking castle in the distance, and no sign of life anywhere except for the new green leaves sprouting from the staves that hold up the man or woman made canopy. It's the humans that brought the scene to life. The dismal and depressing Five of Coins is in the present position, but not for long. Traditionally, we see two humans who have been ostracized or evicted or shunned, and who knows why, but they're out on their asses, seemingly homeless, trudging through snow. This is such a painful, dark card. Poverty of the spirit is one tag for this five, uncomfortable, uneven, restless number of Earth, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. I don't even know how seriously I can take this card today, seeing as it's flanked on either side by two of the best cards of the minor arcana. On the Morgan Greer card, a bloodied, bandaged young man, walking stick in hand, falls exhausted into the arms of a nun, whose fingerless, frayed Oliver Twist orphan glove rests on the young man's shoulder. She took vows of poverty a long time ago, of course, but she lives in that building with the warm, glowing window. He or she is not the one who is homeless. On the old card, we might assume the humans are shunned because they won't compromise or commit to an oath to the church or anything or anyone else from whom they can receive help. I hear meeting in the middle, just as these humans are doing in this layout. The mighty Ace of Coins in the future position, and if there ever was a dawn after a dark, this is it. A distant relative of the Magician, number one of the majors, this is big stuff, and it looks as if, on the old card and the Morgan Greer, the outsiders, or outsider, wins. But not just money, because, of course, real wealth is so very much more than that. It seems the potential for a relationship or partnership outweighs whatever differences there may be between two estranged or separated humans. Somebody went rogue and may have got the shit kicked out of them, but look what they brought back for your collection plate, sister. We can build our own sanctuary now. Have a good one.